Hey, good afternoon. So I got a shaila last week. Someone told me, a young man from my shul told me that he was talking to his friend, and his friend told him that he was offered a position tutoring kids who are conservative Jews for their bar mitzvah laning. And it came to his attention that some of these kids may not be halachically Jewish. So his question is he allowed to teach them bar mitzvah lessons knowing that some of them are not halachically Jewish? So I thought it was an interesting shaila. First of all, I would want to know a little more about how he knows that they're not halachically Jewish. Presumably it's that the mothers had conservative geiros. I don't think conservative... I could be wrong, but I don't think conservative accepts patrilineal descent yet. I think there's still a required matrilineal descent. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, so let's assume that the Matthias is correct, that the kids, some of the kids are not Jewish. He's going to be teaching a whole bunch of kids on a one-on-one basis, not as a group, and he's supposed to teach them bar mitzvah lessons, so is there any problem in doing so? So there are three issues that one can identify over here. There's teaching the psukim, there's teaching the trap, and there's teaching the brachos, because that's what's involved in teaching bar mitzvah lessons. So you got to take one by one. As far as teaching the psukim is concerned, so the background is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the background to all of it is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes tells us that a guy who learns Torah is chayiv misa, because lanu marasha v'lo lahem, it's a marasha to us, altik marasha el marasa, and a guy is not allowed to learn Torah. So Gemara asks, why then isn't it listed among the Sheva Mitzvahs Pnei Noach? So Gemara says it is. It's either part of Gezel or it's part of Nara Amurasa. It's included in one of the other, it's in Arayos or it's in Gezel, it's in one of the other Isurim. The Gemara quotes that Meir says that a guy who learns Torah is like a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's only within the Sheva Mitzvahs. That within the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's allowed to learn. So then, if a guy learns Torah, he's like a Kohen Gadol. But outside of the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. So Sheva Mitzvahs is an obvious exception. The Rambam in the 10th Parak of Malachim writes, Goy Shasek B'Torah Chayiv Misa. And therefore, he says, Lo Yasok Ela B'Sheva Mitzvahs B'Lvad. He should only be Osek in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Now, obviously, if you're teaching Bar Mitzvah Leining, you're going to be teaching well beyond the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The Gemara in Chagiga makes a specific iser, not only on the guy to learn, but the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel says that there's a specific iser to teach. Ein Mosrin Divrei Torah of the Chavishnem or Mishpatim Bal Yedaum, that you're not supposed to give Divrei Torah to Ovdei Chachavim. Tulsa over there is bothered by the Kasha. What do you mean that there's an issue to give Divrei Torah? If by definition, if they're not allowed to learn Torah, so by definition, teaching them Torah is Lifnei Iver. You don't need a separate issue to teach Torah if it's already incorporated in Lifnei Iver. So Tulsa says, yeah, but there are details of how to get around Lifnei Iver, meaning if it's Chadav Denara, they have another, they could just go on Wayu Torah and get the same, you know, learn how to lay in every parasha from Rabbi Weider or something. You know, there's ways to learn everything, you know, so then it's not Lifnei Iver, and therefore we have to make it a specialist, or even though they're able to learn from elsewhere, a specialist that you know how to teach Torah to Ovdei Chachavim. So are there any exceptions to this Isser? The Netziv has a tshuva in Meshav Dover Chilik Beis Simenayin Zayin that all of Torah Shebichsav is Mutter. In Melamed L'Havel, Rav Zavtsi Hoffman says he can teach them the Musar stories in the Torah and the Maisa Nisim that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael, things like that, stories about Hashkachas Hashem on the Jewish people. In fact, the Shilta Giborim in Mesach Zavod Zar and Davav Amral Pedapei Arif says that you can teach Nach to Ovdei Chachavim because they're going to learn about the Nechamos for the Jewish people, and they'll learn how to respond to Apikorsa and be Mashlim Darko. He'll learn how to be a better guy. He'll learn how to be someone who's a more refined person from such things. So certainly the Haftarah, the Shilta Giborim says, would not be a problem because that's teaching Nach. But the Meshav Dover, the Netziv says, all of Torah Shebichsav Tanach is all okay. And Rav Shechter passed in that way as well. And Rav Shechter even pointed out that if someone at work asks you about, you know, what's this holiday that you're celebrating, try to stick to the descriptions in Torah Shebichsav of the holidays. Purim will be hard, you know, it'll be hard. But you try to stick to the descriptions that are in Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that a Nachri Echad was over Achori Beis HaMedrash. He was walking past the Beis HaMedrash and he overheard Ve'ela Begadim of the Choshen Ve'efod, and he heard that a Kohen Gadol gets all these fancy clothing, right? A Kohen Gadol with the Tcheles and the Argaman and the gold and everything in his clothing and the gems and everything like that, right? You know, he didn't, Kohen Gadol wasn't dressed so yeshivish. It sounds really, really geschmack. Yitzchak. It's like like a Sephardic chief rabbi. So this fellow was very taken by that. So he wanted to convert, and he went to Shammai and he said, "I want you to be Megayer Al Menashe to Simeni Kohen Gadol. Al Menashe that I could be the Kohen Gadol." So Shammai, of course, the Chafo Ba'amas Habinyan, but Hillel was Megayer him. But he told him, first you need to go and learn Tachsisei Malchus. You need to learn what it means to be a Kohen Gadol if you want to be a Kohen Gadol. So he got to the pasuk of Azara Karev, you must, and he was told that even David Melech Yisrael is included in the Yisr, that he's not able to be a Kohen Gadol, and he realized that he'll never be a Kohen Gadol. So the Marsha in that Gemara says, apparently he was able to learn Torah prior to the Geirus because he was being Balagayer, and you need to know certain things. So that's another potential exception. So again, we already have a heter anyway to teach them the Chumash, because the Netziv writes in the Tshuva Rav Shachter points out, we pask in this way, that you could teach Torah Shebichsav. Plus the fact that the most likely Geirus candidates for the future are people that have a Jewish identity, think that they're Jewish, assume, go through life assuming that they're Jewish, and then at some point come to some, fall into some level of frumkeit, and then, upgrade their conversion. The Sridi Eish has a tshuva about teaching classes of Jews and non-Jews in a university setting, where he says that Asr b'derech kviyus b'iunu ba'amaka, if there's a class of only non-Jews, but lo dio dine Torah lo diem ora emes is mutter. So much more broad-reaching heter that the Sridi Eish has, and he takes it as a given that if there are Jews and non-Jews together in the same class, then for sure you're allowed to teach them. Rav Moshe writes similarly that if you have a non-Jew at your Seder, you should not have a non-Jew at your Seder, but if you happen to have a non-Jew at your Seder, that it's pashut that you're allowed to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Kavana is not to give it over to the non-Jew, but to give it over to the Jewish people that are there. So among all these exceptions, the most important one as far as teaching the Chumash, teaching what the actual words say, seems to be a very clear and easy heter to apply. What about the truck? So the problem is, Trap is not Torah Shebichsav. So whatever heter you're going to have for teaching Torah Shebichsav, L'chora should not apply to Trap. Trap is Torah Shebalpeh, and you're not allowed to teach Torah Shebalpeh. So Rabbi Isaac Rice pointed out to me, and Rav Shechter confirmed that this is a correct analysis, that teaching Trap is not really teaching Torah Shebalpeh when the person has absolutely no understanding of what the Trap is actually doing. Meaning if he has no understanding that it's actually punctuating anything, and he just hears it as a tune, he doesn't know what the words mean. He doesn't know anything about what the trap is actually accomplishing. So that's not really Torah Shebalpeh. That's just teaching him what he views as a nice tune. So l'chora, it would not be a problem in terms of teaching trap. But Rav Shechter said he can't do it. I said, why not? If you're allowed to teach the Chumash and you're allowed to teach the trap, he said, because part of teaching bar mitzvah lessons is teaching him to say brachos, and he can't say a bracha levatala. So mehechi teisi that a non-Jew is not allowed to say a bracha levatala. Where does it say anywhere that a non-Jew is not allowed to say a bracha levatala? I didn't think to ask that on the spot, but my brother happened to see Rav Shechter at a wedding in the sands the other week, and he asked him, mehechi teisi that a non-Jew is not allowed to say a bracha levatala. So Rav Shechter said that it's included in his requirement to believe in God. Believing in God doesn't just mean that you believe that there is a God. It means, and therefore, the ramifications of that are to have the proper reverence and respect for that God. Meaning we know that it certainly includes more than just saying, I know that there is a God, right? Even for us, when we're mekabel ol malch shemayim, when we say shemayim yisrael shem elokeinu shem echad, all the achronim point out, based on Rishonim, and I think it's the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rav Tversky quotes, and there's a Bach, and there's a Chayadam, says that when you say shemayim yisrael shem elokeinu shem echad, a person is supposed to think that not only I believe that there's a God, that I'm willing to die for the fact that there is a God, that I'm willing to be moser nefesh for that. I mean, it's more than just belief. It's that I believe so strongly that it's, that I'm willing to give the full reverence to the notion of there being a God. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that a guy is obligated to daven, that there's a chi of tefillah for a nachri. He's not one of the seven mitzvahs of Noach. So Moshe says, sure it is. He has to believe in God. What kind of belief in God if you don't communicate with God, if you don't talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam? So part of the mitzvah of Emunah B'Hashem is to also communicate with him. So Rav Shechter thought that part of the proper reverence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to say a bracha levatala. I mean, we know that bracha levatala is a lack of reverence. One great raya to the fact that it's not just stam and avera, it's a reflection of a lack of reverence, is what happens if you accidentally said a bracha levatala, or you said Shem Shemayim levatala. What do you do on the spot? So the Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, is based on Yerushalmi, in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Vav, based on quotes of Yerushalmi, based on quotes from Yerushalmi, that you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusol Yolam Ba'ed. Shulchan Aruch writes that if Natal Pri, Natal Biado Pri, La Achlo, Birichalav, Nafal Miado, Venevero Nimas, you took an apple to eat, you said a bracha, and then you dropped it and it fell in the mud, and now it's gross. Tzarech Lachzor Levarich, Aval Pi Shayo May also Min, Lefad of Yosek Shavirichal Rishon, but Tzarech Lomar, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusol Yolam Va'ed. You need to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusol Yolam Va'ed, Al Shosi Shem Shemayim Levatala. How does that work? What's the Indian of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusol Yolam Va'ed? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that since Pei Shosi Shem Shemayim Levatala, so you need to be Mekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim. Meaning it's not like it fixes the Aveira, it's just that the bracha levatala demonstrated a lack of kvod shemayim, and therefore you need to make a statement, a positive statement of kvod shemayim. So this is all part of the broader principle of kvod shemayim. So as Rav Shapta thought, that it's aser for him to say bracha levatala, and if he's a non-Jew, he's not chayv in these brachas, so you can't teach him to say the brachas, because each time it's going to be a bracha levatala, because he has no mitzvah of laning for the tzibur or anything else. L'chari, you could argue that it's also a violation. The tzibur is going to be relying on him to fulfill their chiyuv, but then you get into the whole issue of whether they're fulfilling a chiyuv anyway, which is not something we're going to talk about right now. Okay, everyone, have a great day. Meaning, are the brachos a tefillah? They're not a tefillah, they're a bracha. No, you're allowed to say tefillah with Shem Hashem, but over here it's a bracha. Yeah, and right, but saying, well, yeah, meaning it's Shem Hashem in the context of the bracha, yeah.